Good morning, boys and girls. Several years ago, while our oldest son was going to school in Washington State, our family took a vacation, visited with him for a little while, and after we spent some time with him, we all together went to one of the San Juan Islands. These are islands off the coast of Washington State. We went to one particular island called Orcas and had to ride a ferry to get out to the island. And we stayed in a cabin right on the beach. And it was lots and lots of fun. The owner of that area had some kayaks, and he said, "You're welcome to use the kayaks." How many of you have ever been in a kayak? Paul has? You have kayaks? Cool.
I don't.
Well, we had never been in that particular kind of kayak. And so one morning we got in and started pedaling around, and back then Isaac was probably maybe 7 years old. So he got in right away, and I got in behind him, and we started paddling out away from the beach, out into the ocean. And at one point Isaac said, "I would like to try and paddle by myself." And I said, "Sure, go ahead." And so from the front of the kayak, he paddled as hard as he could. And it took a while, but finally the kayak started going. And he kept paddling and paddling and paddling. And we kept going around and around in a circle. And he was working really hard and wanted to get out. There was another little island not too far away from the beach. And that was where we wanted to head, but we kept going in a circle. And finally, I asked Isaac, "Do you want me to help?" And he says, "Okay, you can help." And so I started paddling. And you know, if you paddle real hard on one side, what happens? That kayak turns that way. And so you have to paddle equally on both sides so you keep going straight. And after a while, we got going straight, made it out to the island, and went around the island a little bit and came back to where we were. You know, boys and girls, that's how it is in life sometimes. Sometimes we think, "I want to do it myself. I want to do it my way." And it doesn't work. It's like you're going around in circles and not accomplishing anything and not really going anywhere. And Jesus is with you, and he's saying, "I'd like to help you. Will you let me help you?" And you know, we could be really proud and say, "No, I can do it myself." Or we can say, "Yes, Jesus, will you please help me?" And with Jesus' help, your life can go a lot better and a lot straighter, and you can accomplish things that you could never do by yourself. So I hope you boys and girls will always remember to not just trust in yourself, but trust in Jesus instead, and let him help you always. Can we pray and ask Jesus right now to do that for us? Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for being with us all the time. And I thank you for being with each one of these boys and girls in a very, very special way. Please help them to remember how much they need you and to be willing to say no to themselves and to say yes to you and to ask you to always help them in everything that they do. Bless them so that they can continue to grow to be boys and girls that will love you and serve you and always do your will. Bless them and their families. I pray in your name. Amen.